Rise and shine, people. It's time for Hour 2, the Daily Tip, here on the BetMGM Network. And we have a loaded show. I'm ready to roll. We've got our college football questionnaire that we're filling out in the segment. All of the big questions. Who's going to win the Natty? Who's going to win the SEC? Who's going to win the Big Ten and more? Then at 7:20, we stick with baseball because it is baseball season as well, folks. We give you our daily baseball plays. And then at 7:40, our draft series rolls on. And this one might ruffle some feathers. Most passionate fan bases in college or pro sports. Who should be on our big board? You tell us. It's all coming up next here on the Daily Tip. All right, Jenks, so we have a lot of questions for college football, so I'm going to get to that pretty quickly. But first, I just wanted to see your eyes roll back in your head for just a second, because have you seen the latest headline for Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick? Apparently, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend is trying to trademark the phrase gold digger. She wants to use it in jewelry. TMZ found this out. That the company that Bill Belichick owns, that is run by Jordan Hudson, just filed for this on August 25th. So if you want to be labeled as a gold digger, Jordan Hudson's jewelry brand will have you covered. Are you going to be buying some of this for Catherine?
I've already purchased it. Yes, of course. Obviously. I saw that this morning, actually, on the way to work. I was like, ugh. God, and she's trademarking these other phrases as well, and some of them are, they're sort of like Taylor Swift, not sayings, but it'll be some sort of phrase, and in parentheses, it'll say Bill's version, like she's doing that as well. It's like, oh my God. Okay. I mean, at least she admits it. She's already bought up all sorts of real estate in Chapel Hill worth millions of dollars, and now she's going to trademark this and start making jewelry. Like, she's playing this to a T perfectly. As much as I can't stand it and as much as it drives me crazy, she's making herself a multimillionaire out of this, which is probably the goal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a gold digger, that is the goal.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a higher standard for trademarking things. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I feel like there are random, very common phrases that people try to trademark, and you're like, you can't own that.
Right.
Like, when people are like, the is going to be trademarked by Ohio State, and you're like, the? That's one of the most common words that people use.
Yes.
You can't have that.
No, you cannot. You know, I'm not going to get charged every time I say the or something like that. Like, it's so dumb. And there was a trademark case that was kind of interesting that was finally settled, I think it was a couple months ago, where Troy Aikman, when he played, wore the number 8, and he trademarked 8 or a version of that for a line of apparel or products, whatever it is. And then Lamar Jackson, who wears 8, tried to sue Troy Aikman and get back that patent or trademark, whatever it was, and it didn't work. So they ended up just dismissing the case because Troy had already done it years and years ago. And I don't know, it wasn't like, okay, if you say the number 8, you can't use the number 8, but there were certain uses of the number that Troy Aikman locked up years and years ago, and Lamar couldn't get his hands on it.
Yeah, it feels like you shouldn't be able to trademark numbers.
It's crazy.
Like 8? Like, what are the kids at school supposed to be like? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
Like, what? Careful. You owe me some cash. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm glad I don't work at that office. Like, imagine, like, some of the dumb things I get. All right.
I'm glad I don't work in North Carolina.
Ugh.
For now.
Man. I have enjoyed dancing on their graves, and I hope it continues during the season. I know their win total is not very high, but I will say this. Bill Belichick does know how to coach himself some football. So we'll see for him, USC. We'll see if any of us have them as our dark horse. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Before the season starts, so nobody in the middle of the season can be like, I picked them to go to the national championship. No, you did not choose Georgia Tech to go to the national championship. This is for transparency And this is so you know who we like going into the college football season before week one even starts. So we're going to go around the room, and everybody's going to make their picks for who wins the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, surprise playoff team, Heisman Trophy, and national title winner. So we'll start in the ACC, and I feel like it might be a clean sweep here. We know Clemson is the favorite to win the ACC, and that's who I'm going with. Clemson! You got to put that P in there if you want to sound like you're from the area. But I think people forget that Dabo Swinney was once at the pinnacle of college football. And if we're talking about how coaching matters, Dabo Swinney is one of the best. You know, there was a time where we were saying he was the next Nick Saban. He has fallen a bit from that. But now that he's using the transfer portal, he has a veteran quarterback. He has an easy schedule. And if they can knock off LSU at home the first game of the season, I think they are well on their way to having a great season. I do think they win the ACC. So, Jenks, are you all aboard the Clemson train?
I'm going with Clemson. Go Tigers. Death Valley's tough. Real tough. Yeah. I mean, Kate Klubnik, you know, he could win the Heisman Trophy. They're rock solid in the trenches. He's got most of his offensive line coming back. That schedule is just cake. They're going to beat LSU in the first game of the season. And Brian Kelly's going to be on the hot seat. So I'm with you on the Tigers.
All right, Denton. More of the same?
It is going to be more of the same. I didn't realize the P thing worked. Pause. But I'm taking Clemson.
Jenks, you can testify to that, right? Does Catherine say it like Clemson?
She hates Clemson. Hates.
Clemson. Well, that wasn't the question.
Does
she say it like that, though?
I don't know she says that. Probably, she probably does not say it out of spite. Like, I'm not going to sound like you yokels. And she's from South Carolina.
Ask Rob Brown the next time you see him. I feel like he would know the answer. Because I've heard people say Clemson. All right, Double D, you like Clemson as well?
Yeah, but I think it's actually going to be closer than people think. I think there's some solid teams in the ACC. Once again, the top half, the top four teams are pretty darn good. But yeah, at the end of the day, Dabo gets his ACC title again.
Yeah, I think Clemson sometimes cakewalks or sleepwalks. Like, they'll always lose to somebody they're not supposed to, like Syracuse on like a Friday night. So maybe that's a sabotage factor. All right, next up, Big Ten. I'll lead the way here, and I think I'm the only one on this train because I understand people think James Franklin can't win a big game. But Penn State has a very favorable schedule, and I do think this is the year where they actually get it done as far as winning the Big Ten. This is the best team they've had in quite some time. They've got a quarterback returning, and plus, this is a team full of NFL talent. I know you could say that about Ohio State as well, but I'm going with the Nittany Lions. Jenks, pick a side here and choose wisely, my friend.
Yeah, I think Penn State's going to win it as well. I really do. I think Ohio State is a touch overrated just because they're working in a new quarterback. They lost a ton of NFL talent, and I know it's plug and play for those guys, but also when you're working in a couple of new coordinators as well, that's a lot of moving parts. This is Penn State's year, and we know that they brought in Jim Knowles. We know they have all of their offensive stars or most of them returning. I feel like this is the time when the Nittany Lions get it done. So, yeah, I'm on Penn State, too.
All right, so enough with this echo chamber nonsense. Den, let's stir the pot a little bit. Who do you like? I know it's not Penn State.
Penn State this, Ohio State that. I'm going Oregon. I like Dan Lanning. He's my guy. Dante Moore sat last year in an era where nobody sits. I think Oregon is going to surprise people. I got him at plus 350.
I will say, ain't nobody talking about Oregon. I feel like people don't want to talk about him. All right, David, this hurts my heart to see your answer here, but explain.
I might vomit in my mouth, not going to lie about this. I'm taking Ohio State, and it's just the pure factor of they have the two best players probably in college football this year, one on the offense, one on the defense. I think the talent around Saban will make up for his lack of experience. And once again, typical Penn State fan, I'll see it when I believe it. If they win the Big Ten title, awesome. I'll be so happy, and I will dance around this studio till my heart's content, but I've got to see it to believe it, so I'm going to go with Ohio State.
That hurts. We need a miracle.
A
like, Yeah, if Taylor Swift can get engaged, Penn State can win the Big Ten. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's go to the Big 12. All right, so for me, I was impressed with what I saw from Iowa State in the first game of the season. Maybe it's a bit of recency bias, but Rocco Becht was making those big-time throws. Like, listen, the stats didn't jump off the page, but that was a sloppy game. And listen, Matt Campbell has been a great coach for Iowa State. Somebody who's led that team to an 11-3 record last year. I think it was a win in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I'm going to go with Iowa State here in a very crowded Big 12. Jenks, who do you like here?
I'm going to go with Arizona State. I mean, this is going to be one of the more competitive conference races in the country, but I think Sam Leavitt is probably the best quarterback in the conference. At least that's the way I feel. I love Kenny Dillingham. He's a hell of a head coach, and I think Kanye Udo is going to do a nice job of filling in for Cam Scataboo, who was unbelievable last year. You can pick a lot of different teams. I like Iowa State, too, but I'm going with the Sun Devils.
Ah, moment of silence to remember Cam Scataboo's highlight reel. Like, man, I love that. He was amazing. Like, not that he's off this earth again, but one of the college football, like, legends that you'll remember, like, 10 years from now for, like, a trivia question. All right, Den, who do you like?
I mean, he's stuck in the New York Giants system. He might as well be off this earth. I'm going to echo what Jenks said. I'm taking Arizona State plus 500. I think they have the best quarterback right now in the Big 12, so I'm rocking with the Sun Devils.
David, who do you like?
This is for you, Jenks. Guns up, baby. Texas Tech.
Yes.
I love what Coach McGuire's doing down there. I actually think their starting quarterback, Morton, if he stays healthy this year, might actually be the best quarterback in the Big 12.
All right.
Gross.
Let's move on to the SEC. I'm going to go with Texas here, but it looks like Jenks is probably going to have Texas as well. Like, I can talk about Texas all day, but it's not going to have the passion that Jenks will
have. I mean,
Jenks, tell us why Texas is winning the SEC.
They're the most talented team in the conference. This is their year. They're going to have the best defense maybe in the country. I think this is easily going to be a top five defense, and they get an upgraded quarterback. So I know people get tired of the archetype, but I really think he is that good. And also, it's going to be a little bit of a down year for Georgia. I wouldn't sleep on Alabama. I think Alabama is going to be really good, but I'm going with Texas.
Yeah, not a shocker there. All right, Denton, looks like you're going for some longer odds here.
Yeah, I am going to go Alabama. I got them at 4-1. I think Kalen DeBoer in year number two in Tuscaloosa is going to have a nice upgrade. They were a good team last year. I think they're a better team this year, so I like Alabama 4-1.
Speaking of longer odds, David said, hold my beer. We're going even longer. David, who do you like?
Once again, it comes down to one thing for me. I think Norris Sellers is that dude. I'm taking South Carolina to win the SEC.
I'll be rooting for them. It's a very easy team to root for. I love Shane Beamer, so I'll be rooting for you as well. And plus, those odds are pretty nice at 18-1. All right, next up, surprise playoff team that must have odds of at least 5-1 or longer. Jenks, it looks like we're going to be on the same page here, and I think a lot of this is schedule-based, but I think for most of us, it's a team that plays in a big conference that kind of slides in, because we saw a team like Indiana last year slide in, so I'm going to go with Illinois as well. If you look at their schedule, my goodness, is it soft. Maybe there's some surprises in there that I am not prepared for, like maybe that game against Duke is going to be tougher. We'll learn a lot about them on September 20th when they go on the road to Indiana, but Illinois with Luke Altmaier, I think this is an Illinois team that can certainly surprise some people, so I'm on Illinois. Jenks, you want to add anything there?
Yeah, I think you're right. The schedule is manageable, and also this is a team that gets their starting quarterback returning, and again, like, they welcome, what, USC and then Ohio State. USC I don't believe in, and Ohio State, they'll probably lose that game, but this is a very navigatable schedule. So yeah, I'm with you on there.
All right, we got to hurry up. So Den, give us your surprise team, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion.
Yeah, I'm selfish with a surprise team. I got Florida at 7-1. I got Nebraska at 5-1. I got Georgia Tech at 7-1. Did I design this segment so I could put three surprise teams in here? Yes, I did. I like DJ Lagway winning the Heisman at 18-1, and then my national champion is Clemson. You get him right now at 9-1 on BetMGM, but your boy was smart, pulled the trigger early. I got him at 13-1.
All right, David, quickly. I want to hear your surprise team because it's a good one.
Surprise team is Navy. I think they go undefeated this year. Shock and upset Notre Dame this year. My Heisman, I already talked about him, Lenore Sellers. I think he's that guy. And, of course, national title, Penn State.
I'm going to go national champion Texas. Jenks, are you going with Texas?
Yeah, you know where I'm going. Yes, I'm going with Texas. Obviously, yes.
Even though I'm going to say Heisman Trophy winner, I'm still going to go Cade Klubnik. I don't think that you have to win a national championship. I think his numbers are going to be better. We got to get to break. Baseball is next.